Welcome to the Journey Church Message Replay. If you were not able to be with us live when this message was delivered, or you just want to take a deeper dive into God's Word, this is where you can find the latest message delivered here at Journey. Be sure to click the subscribe button on the podcast service you are listening to or the video channel you are watching right now. That way you won't miss anything because you will be notified every time a new message is uploaded. Our goal here at Journey is to help you discover your real life purpose in Jesus so that you can make a difference in your world. This message you're about to hear is going to both encourage and challenge you to do just that. If you like what you hear, then go ahead and hit that like and share buttons below and leave us a comment as well. There are more ways to contact us down in the notes section. If you want to know more about us, then you just have to search Journey Church Eva online and on social media. Now, get ready and let God speak to you through this message today.
And so let's just pray and jump into this. Father, we thank you so much for what you're doing in the lives of the families of this church, babies and marriages and babies on the way. And Lord, just new birth through salvations and rededications, God. And Lord, you are just moving in mighty way. Last week, 5 people through our children's ministry gave their life to Christ last week. Come on, celebrate. We celebrate that and we say more in the name of Jesus. We're just asking you to trust us to be good stewards of what you're doing here and give us vision and wisdom for the path, God. And today, Lord, we come and we just let your word come alive in Jesus' name. If that's you, say amen.
Amen.
All right, word alive. Going to talk about, everybody say peace this morning.
Peace.
Oh, couldn't you use some of that? And I think most of you are aware that the memorial service for Charlie Kirk will be this afternoon. And it'll be televised, and I'm sure it's going to be a very powerful time, and hopefully some healing. I know there's going to be a lot of great, this is probably, and when you look at it through these eyes, I mean, people have flown in from Scotland and all over the world to try to get into the arena, but the gospel of Jesus Christ has the potential today to reach more people than ever before on planet Earth. Think about that. This thing is literally going to be broadcast around the world, and I can promise you the word of God is going to be proclaimed from that memorial today. And so again, Father, we ask that you, just we seize this moment, and we don't lose it, and we don't let it go a waste, and we just pray over it in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
But how many know right now, people are looking for peace in the midst of all the chaos of not only what's happened, transpired in the last week or so with the assassination and martyrdom of Charlie Kirk, but I got some word of God for you because peace is not something you need to pursue. I know people looking at me funny now. Peace is not really something we as Christians should pursue. It's something that should be our lifestyle. Okay? At all times. Everybody say at all times. And so I want to give you some scriptures today, just a handful of them, and I'm going to try to go fairly quick and get you out of here on a decent time today. I know I used up all my overtime last week. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15 says, and let the peace that comes from, look at the next word, rule. Now, one of the Greek definitions of the word rule there is law. So in other words, the peace in Christ Jesus is a law for us who are Christians. It's not a suggestion, it's a law. It rules. And he says, let the peace that comes from Christ rule, let it be the law in your heart. For as members of one body, that's the whole body of Christ all over the world, you and I are called to live in what?
Peace.
And to always be?
Thankful.
Now look at the last 2 statements on that. We are to live always in peace and be thankful. Now I want you to think about a moment of our society right now as a whole. We're doing exactly the opposite of what the Word of God tells us to. We're not in peace, we're in chaos, we're in turmoil, we're constantly frustrated about something or someone, come on now, we're stressed out to the max, and we're always complaining about it. Come on. We're stressed and complaining generation and people. Totally opposite of what God told us to do in His Word. Walk in His peace and be thankful. And some of you are going, I would if I could just get there. Peace is not a destination. It is inside you. Oh, we're going to cover that. We're going to wear that. But anyway, go ahead. I got to go quickly. Put up the definition for the word peace in the Greek. Peace means to be at harmony. It means peace of mind. I love this next word, tranquility. Whew, man, just give me some of that. Hallelujah. Now watch this. Harmony, peace of mind, tranquility, but it comes from something. Arising from reconciliation with God and a sense of His divine favor in your life. When you don't sense a divine favor of God is on you, no wonder you're stressed out. No wonder. I'd be stressed too if I knew God wasn't with me. And if you're born again, there's never a time or a season you will walk through where God won't be with you. Lo, I am with you always, he says. Amen? So now I want to ask you some real questions. This is not a trick question. I know how I like to trick y'all sometimes. But can peace be a place? Yeah. Peace can be in a place, man. How many of y'all got that place, like the beach? Come on, all my peaceful beach people, wave at me. Hallelujah, I love y'all. How about the peaceful mountain people up in here? Y'all wave back. I love y'all too. I love both of them. And isn't it something when you get there to that beach and you get out there and you hear that, you just hear, whoosh, whoosh. Ah, Jesus. I mean, you feel so close to God. Or you get in the mountains and the crisp air and you're just out there on the back of a deck or by a creek or something and it's just like, oh, the Lord is surely here. Why? Because it's peaceful, because you're in a different atmosphere. You're not having to deal with the everyday things of life. And man, you feel that peace, and that's why we love to go on vacations, and we love to get around the beach or the mountains in a new setting. So peace can be in a place. Let me ask you this. Can peace be in or to and through a person or persons? Absolutely. There are certain people you get around. It's just like, man, you get at peace when you get around them. There's a Barnabas spirit of encouragement on them, and they're always up. And so it can be in people. Hopefully you're sitting by some of them today that bring you peace. Just checking. So it can be in a place, it can be in a person or people that we know. And let me say this. Okay, help me, Jesus. One of the number one places of people that should be is your marriage. Now, I didn't get a whole lot of amens on that. But the way the enemy wants your marriage to be is not a place of peace, but another battle to come home to. You don't ever need to be your spouse's next battle when they come home after they've been battling all day. Your house should be a place of peace, so it can be another place of peace. It's your home. And it can be through people, your loved ones, and hopefully today you're around some. And can place be an event? Can you have peace in some of... Yes, you can go to some events that are very... Hopefully you're in one today. Amen. Hopefully you find peace when you come to church, not turmoil and stress here, okay? And it can be in events. You can go to concerts, Christian concerts, and be in that atmosphere with 1,000 other Christians singing glory, and it can be very peaceful because your mind is on Christ. So it can be in places, and it can be in people, and it can be in events. But all of those, if you notice in your life, will be it won't last long. It'll just be a moment of peace. And then we call it, had to get back to the real world. Had to get back to the real cosmos, if you remember from last week. Had to get back to the systems, okay? But it's just momentary, all these other ones. And although we like to go there, very few of us can end up staying there. I'd love to stay at the beach, okay? So let me just say this. Before you can experience peace in a place, because I've been to places sometimes it's been peaceful, but if something's on me, it stays on me. It can be around people, but if you're upset, you're still upset around people. You can go to an event and have a horrible time and everybody else have a great time. So what I'm saying today is before you can have peace in your life through people or places or events, you got to have peace with yourself in Jesus Christ. And until you're peaceful with you in Jesus, man, it don't matter what you come into, it's not going to last. And you're going to go right back to grumpy and complaining. Come on, y'all sitting by some of them today, I think. Amen? See, our idea when we say peace is you got that person or you got that place or you got that event that you would like to go to, the beach or the mountains or somewhere else or wherever, fishing on boat, hallelujah, up in a tree stand. Peaceful up there. And we're looking for those times and we think peace is when nothing is going wrong. Everybody say that's peaceful. Go ahead and put up the net. Real peace is when everything's going wrong, but you still have peace in it. See, that's real peace. Everything's going wrong, but I've still got a peace in me that God is in control. Amen. Oh, we're going to go somewhere with this today, so y'all hang on. So true peace can only come through Jesus Christ. Listen to me now, and that's exactly how he wants it. Him and him alone. The Bible says, you shall have no other gods before me. Amen. Do you know why he says that? Number one, he's a jealous God. But it's not so much out of jealousy as that he knows there's nothing in your life ever going to produce a peaceful life for you to live on earth like he can. He knows his role in your life is to bring that peace that passes understanding. So how many of you know, though, life is full of surprises? Come on now. How many of you ever had a plan and it just fall all to pieces? Relationships come under strain. Health can fail you. And how many of you have ever had some money that got tight sometimes? All stressful situations cause life happens, amen? Now, here's the funny part about life sometimes. Every one of those and more can happen at the same time. Come on now, it just seems like when you start one, the next one piles on, and the next one piles on, and we're just stressed out to the max. We think, I don't know how much more I can take, or we make stupid statements like, I can't take much more. How many's ever said that? Come on, raise your hand, be real. I think we've all said it a time or two probably in our lives. Don't ever say that again because you're just inviting more to come on. You can take so much because God is so big. And it's the devil telling you you can't make it through that. It's the devil telling you you're going to, you, no, just give up. There's no use. But man, there's a spirit of God that's still alive and well on planet Earth and dwells within inside every believer of God that says, you don't give up, you don't give out, and you don't give in. No way. You've got a peace that's guaranteed to come from God. But it's not just about when it's peaceful. It really is more needed when there's problems. You can have a better amen there. But in those times, go ahead and put up the next note. Jesus Christ himself offers us something the world cannot give us, and that is peace, his peace. Everybody say his peace. It's not my peace. It's his, but I get to participate in it. I get the choice of walking in his peace or my frustrations. And I didn't do too good yesterday trying to park. But nevertheless, I just keep practicing. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen. Go ahead and put up the next note. The peace of Jesus is not the absence of your problems. And that's the problem we got in America. We think that all of our problems have to go away before we can have peace. And if Jesus is the real Jesus, why am I still tore up from the floor up about something? Listen to me. The peace of Jesus isn't the absence of your problems. What it is his presence in the middle of your problems. That's what the peace of Jesus is really for, to come into those situations, to walk you through it, to talk you through it, to get you through it by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. 30 days, we got a good God. So go ahead and put up the next note real quick. Peace comes from a person, and that person, first and foremost, has to be Jesus Christ, not your circumstances. I would dare say probably every single person in here is going through something right now that's a little stressful and a little frustrating. Everybody. We all have what I call the three H's. You got some hurts, habits, and hang-ups. And if you don't deal with them, they will continue to hurt, habit, and hang up you the rest of your life. That's right. And you got to turn that stuff over and get freedom. Yeah. Plug for freedom groups. Yeah. Now watch this. Everybody say, Jesus is peace. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, read this to you a few weeks ago, and I'm not preaching kingdom today. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the... I'm going to try my best not to go there. And the government will be upon his shoulders. Now watch this. And his name shall be called, we love this, Wonderful, yay, Counselor, yay, Mighty God, yay, Everlasting Father, yay. Come on, read this last one to me. Let everybody read it with a strong voice today. One, two, three, read. Prince of Peace. That's who he is. That's one of his titles. Not for him, for you and me. He's your Prince of Peace. Now, if you got born again, hopefully you got born again through the blood of Jesus, because there ain't no other way to get born again. And if you got born in and of and through the blood of Jesus, that means his DNA is one-third of you right now. That means in any situations, one-third of you has perfect peace if you'll tap into that. We are spirit, soul, and body. The Spirit of God contains the Prince of Peace in every situation for what you're going through. But your soulish realm, your mind, will, and emotions get to decide if you want to listen to the Spirit or if you want to listen to your own conscience. And unfortunately, even as Christians, so many times we go with our own self. But I'm telling you, there is peace for whatever you're facing right now in life. Oh, it's good stuff. I'm telling you, it's good stuff. The world tells us peace is found in when everything's going right. Man, come on now. All your bills are paid. Somebody shout glory. Your health is in good shape. Glory. Your friends are all getting along together and they're supportive of you. Everybody say, that's great. But all that's temporary. Because if you've lived long enough on planet Earth and drawn probably over 10 or 12 breaths, you know that's going to change sometimes. But what do you do when it changes? John chapter 14, verse 1, Jesus Christ, and written in red, his words here, let not your heart be troubled. Amen. Let not your heart be troubled. Not your neighbor, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to me. Let not you, sir, you, ma'am, don't let your heart be troubled through these things. If you believe in God, Jesus says, believe in me. And that me there is the Prince of Peace that dwells in you if you're a believer today. Then he goes on down in the same chapter, 14 of John, and in verse 27, Jesus says, watch this, peace I leave with you. That's you. He says, I'm leaving you. And I'm not just leaving you any kind of peace. Now watch this. Watch what it goes on and says. He says, my peace. Now why can he leave you his peace? Because he's the Prince of Peace. Right. The my there is Jesus Christ. I'm giving you Jesus' peace. I give to you. Now watch this. Not as the world gives. I'm not offering you peace through the world system, through the cosmos of this earth. I'm giving you a peace that's not of this world. It can only come from heaven to earth, through Jesus Christ, in through and through me and you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And then it goes on and says this. Again, double down here. Let not your heart be troubled. Now watch this. Neither let it be afraid. And you look at that word afraid, and it's a twofold meaning. Don't be afraid. In other words, don't fear what life's going to throw at you. You're going to have peace. But also afraid means that some people are so tied up in the pity party identity. Listen to me. Some people are so tied up in that grumpy, gripey, blame game world, always fretting and stressed about something, always anxious and anxiety running to and fro, always whining and complaining about something, that you are afraid that if you have the peace that comes in through God, you won't know who you are. What's going to get you attention if you can't complain about something? Come on. That's why he says, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't be afraid when you're peaceful. Our identity should be the peace of God, not the problems of the world. But we love the problems of the world because it gets us attention. It justifies our whining and complaining and griping and fussing. That's what... I love y'all. Go ahead and put up the next note. Peace isn't tied to what's happening around us, but who is within us. If all you do is look on the circumstances surrounding you, yeah, I'd be depressed too. But that ain't all that's going on. There's something going on vertical, not just horizontal. And if there's nothing going on vertical, yeah, you're in bad shape. But you're never in bad shape because Jesus Christ does not know how to leave you. Okay? Now this next note, you may have to pull your thumb out of your mouth. Go ahead and put it up. Peace begins where control ends. Your peace will begin when you try to stop controlling everything goes on in your life. And that's the reason you ain't at peace, because you want to be God. You want to control everything around you and everyone else around you. There's a lot of you sitting here today and listening, and later on you think you're the Holy Ghost police. You think you got a right to walk up to everybody and tell them how bad they're living and what they need to do to be doing better and how to do this, and you need to get the own plank out of your eye. You can't control what them folks do. Let them alone. Be a good witness to them, not a hammer and a sickle. Love them. Show them the love of God. Show them the peace that rests in you, and they'll want some of that. And then you can tell them about Jesus as your source. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Now may the Lord of peace himself, again, he's the peace, give you his peace, when? At all times and in every situation, the Lord be with you. Now, the Lord be with you was added in italicized word. In other words, it really means the Lord with you. He is with you. Are you getting this morning? He himself, peace at all times and in every situation. Good situations, yay. Bad situations, he's there too. The reason you don't see him is you're trying to take control. Well, the next note. We lose our peace when we try to control what is uncontrollable. You cannot make another individual do anything they don't want to do. If that was possible, everybody here would be saved. Everybody here would be filled with the Holy Ghost. Everybody in here would be in the front worshiping at the same time, hands lifted up, some bowed down. But we can't make you. Everybody would go witnessing on their jobs. But we can't make the body of Christ do anything it doesn't want to do. It's quiet in here now. So why do you think you can make someone else succumb to your will? And if you're that person that tries to do that in everybody's life, guess what? You ain't got a real friend. You're living a very lonely life, and you know it. It's lonely there. Because your friends can't be real when you're that type of person. And if your friends are just like you, what have you got there? Turn to your neighbor and say, you can't control it. Let me tell you something about your marriage. You can't make your spouse stay with you. If they want to leave, they'll leave you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. You can tell them no, watch them go. Sometimes that makes them leave faster. When they're in rebellious spirits are not going to listen. You can't make somebody love you. Now, you can love them. That's the way I threaten people nowadays. I tell you right now, I love you, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. Well, I don't like you loving me. Well, I don't care. I love you anyway. And you can't stop my love. That's the thing about love. You can't make me not love you. Well, I'll cuss you out. Get in line. It's been happening before. You ain't special. I still love you. Here's the thing about peace. I don't think we understand how important it is, especially to our nation right now and how we respond. Go ahead and put up the next note. Peace becomes a witness to the world. When the body of Christ walks in the power and the peace of love of God, it is a huge witness to the world. Why do you think Charlie Kirk has made such an impact across the whole world right now? And again, that today the gospel will be preached to more people probably than any other time in history so far. Because he walked out there, he didn't get killed with a gun in his hand or a pistol or a knife or a grenade. He got killed with a microphone. He wasn't at war with anybody. And people would come up and treat him like dirt, and he'd just say, God bless you, love you. And he'd give them a platform to spew their vile and their hate. And he always maintained his peace. And do you know that's what made them so mad? They couldn't rile him. They couldn't get him to lose his temper. He'd sit there and take it and just, again, he loved them and there wasn't nothing they could do about it. And so they tried to kill him and it just made it expand. Amen? The world is watching how we respond. And can I say, I've never been more proud of this nation of believers, even though we don't all agree alike or whatever. But if you take the things that's happened on one side of the ball, riots, looting, killing, thieving, stealing, burning down a city, Something happens to a man of God and the church rises up and has prayer vigils. To my knowledge, there's not been one fire set, one store looted, or anything that even resembles that. We've just wanted to come together in prayer and worship Jesus. And some of those on the other side won't even try to let us do that. They got to come in and try to make a scene there. And that's where you get the laying on of hands. I'm trying to preach on peace, okay? I didn't say I'd arrived. I said it's in the Word of God. No, we do. We want to show love. Hallelujah. Sometimes a five-fold ministry is needed. Let's put up the next note before I get way off there. The next note says, when you can stand in peace, not because life is perfect, but because Jesus is present, it has now become a testimony. When you have peace through the stressful times of your life and the frustration and when you don't understand how God is going to work in anything that could be that tragic or whatever, not just that, but in your life, when you walk with that peace through it and you present that peace to the world, that testifies louder than anything you probably have ever done or said in your whole life. Because they're looking for you to fall apart. They're looking for you to lash out at God or lash out in anger and blame somebody and complain. And when you step up there and you just proclaim that, you know what, this is a hard time, but our God is going to get us through this. And I'm tore up from the floor up, but there's a peace in me that just is unreal from the love of God. That says more than anything you could burn down or do anything. What a witness, amen? Matter of fact, Romans chapter 8, verse 28, one of my favorite verses. The Bible says, and we know that all things work together for good to those who what? Love God. Now watch this, we usually stop. All things work together for good. We usually just stop right there. But it doesn't say that it's to a group of people. Understand, this is a very specific word. It's a very prophetic word. It is to a certain set of people that all things work together for good to those who love God. And it's not just to those who say they love God. See, let's go a little deeper. Look at the verse. Because everybody said in the South, oh, I love Jesus. I love Jesus when I'm drunk and high and sleeping around. I love me some Jesus. All things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose, not yours. So when you're tore up from the floor up and you're crying out to God and you don't sense a peace, are you in His purpose? Because you're not going to get that peace if you're out of His will and His purpose. That peace is not going to come because you're not giving it room to come in because you got your God, yourself in there, and you're trying to control the situations and you know what you've done. But I'm telling you, I don't care if you're in that situation today or not. If you get down on your face before God and say, Father, I repent from my sins. I ask the peace to come into me in the name of Jesus. He'll show up. When you get out of the way, He can come in with it. But as long as you're in the way and you're not in His purpose and you're doing your own thing the way you want to do it and the way you want to handle it and the way you think you got to lash back, then let me tell you something. You don't leave room for that peace that He has for you. It's not His fault. It's our fault. I know we don't like to hear that preached, that anything could be our fault. But if you're not walking in the peace of God, most of the time it is our fault. Amen. Go ahead and put up the next note. Just learn this. Jesus Christ never promised us a life without storms. But He promised His peace in the middle of the storm. Why do you think He was able to sleep when they were going across there and the storm rose up? He was at peace. He had given the command, we're going to the other side. How many's ever had a word of God? When you get a word of God, if it's God, it's going to happen. No. Now, sometimes we don't understand when, why, how, or anything. But He had said, come, let us go to the other side. Now, He had prophesied they're going to the other side. How many know they're going to make it? It doesn't matter if a hurricane come up. It don't matter if a Leviathan sea monster come out and wrap the ship up. They gonna make it because the Word of God does not lie. But yet they get in one little storm and have to wake the man up. I'd have killed them all right there. wake me up when you had power in my name. So when things go wrong, what do? You look to Christ, not your circumstances. When you lose control, you got to surrender to the one who never loses control. Touch your neighbor and say, he's not going to blow it. And then when your mind is overwhelmed and it does, what should you do? Set your mind on the things above and not beneath. The formulas for you to walk in peace and the power through the Spirit is all throughout the Bible. And we're just touching on the basics today, okay? So, touch your neighbor and say, guess what? Look at him and go, what? Now tell that neighbor, we live in a fallen world. Now the one that got told that, do this with him. Wow. For real? You mean bad things can happen on planet Earth because of sin? Oh my gosh, I did not know. Somebody told me my life was to be perfect, and if it's not, it's everybody else's fault. Sometimes what happens to us is because we make stupid decisions. Just plain up. Amen? John chapter 16, again, the verses are in red, the words of Jesus Christ speaking and delivering this to us this morning. John chapter 16, verse 32 and 33. Jesus says, indeed, the hour is coming, yes, has now come, that you will be scattered, each to his own, and you will leave me alone. Jesus is fixing to be abandoned by everybody. Again, here's a prophetic word. I'm fixing to, even my closest disciples are going to abandon me. I'm going to be alone. How scary is that? And then he goes on and says, and yet I am not alone. And yet I'm not alone. Why? Because the Father is with me. A lot of you here today, you're thinking, I'm the only one going through this. Nobody has it like I have right now. And that's the devil's manipulation. Let me just say it like this. Isolation is the devil's ground of manipulation to keep you from transformation. Let me say it again. The devil's ground of isolation is his ground of manipulation to keep you from being transformation. He wants to isolate your thoughts. You're alone. Nobody cares. Nobody's ever been through as bad as I'm going through. Nobody understands. Nobody gets what I'm suffering through. And I'm telling you, there have been thousands upon thousands, if not millions, that have went through exactly what you're going through and some worse. And some chose to take the way of the pity party and the disgust and to walk away and to blame God. Others have chose to be thankful and praise God and go forward and have peace through it. And here's the thing about it. Every single person gets to choose. You get to choose whether you want peace or whether you want stress and frustration and anger and resentment and bitterness and revenge. Or you can walk in the peace of God through anything life throws at you. Is it hard? Yes! Absolutely, it's hard. But it's not too hard for God. It's not too hard for God. If he can go to the cross and say, Father, forgive them, you got to be at peace to do that, people. Father, forgive the people who spat on me, who put the crown of thorns, who whipped my back up and down, head to toe, front and back. Forgive those who mocked and made fun of me. Forgive those who pierced my hands and my feet. Father, forgive them. You don't do that if you ain't got peace. And if he can have peace through what he suffered, I think I can do it too. Then look at the next verse real quickly, verse 33. Jesus Christ still again speaking. He says, the reason I'm speaking these things to you is that in me, in Jesus, you may have what? Peace. You may have peace. Because he's going to tell you straight up right here, not to hurt your little feelings. In this world, you will have tribulation. That's Jesus speaking. You're going to live in this Kairos or this cosmos system, fallen system, and in this fallen system, there's going to be tribulation. But be of good cheer. I've overcome that cosmos. I've overcome that world of tribulation. Now again, I didn't say I was going to take you out of it, but I'm going to walk in it through you. And you're going to come out on the other side. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Real quickly, put up the word for tribulation right quick in the Greek. Tribulation means to crush, to press, to compress, to squeeze, to break, to trouble. What's this now? Pressure from evils, plural. It means affliction and it means distress. When that world system gets on you like that, you got another world to tap into that's full of the Prince of Peace. And you get to decide which one's going to rule and reign in your life. The Prince of Peace or the tribulation of the world that Jesus has already declared, be of good cheer, I've overcome that. If he's overcome it, that means you can too through his power, through his name. Can I have a better amen there? Amen. Now watch this in Philippians chapter 4, final verse. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 through 9. The Bible says, rejoice in the Lord when?
Always.
When?
Always.
When?
Always.
What does always mean in the Greek?
Always.
You're smart. It means always. That means when you get a bad phone call?
Always.
Always. Does it mean when you don't get a good report?
Always.
Always. Does it mean when somebody said something bad about you? When you didn't get no likes on your post? Make sure that's in the Word of God. Rejoice, which means to spin violently before the Lord, by the way. So we should be spinning and rejoicing in the Lord always. And by the way, in case you didn't get it the first time, he says, again, I will say rejoice. He doubles down on it. In the face of your stress, in the face of your affliction, from the evils of the world, when you're troubled, when something's about to break you, when you're feeling pressure and being squeezed on all sides, when you're feeling like you're crushed, he says, just break out in a holy spin. Break out in a rejoicing time, right in front of it, right in its face. Oh, let's read on. Let your gentleness be known to all men, not your hostility, not your loud mouth, not your cursing. Some of y'all need to clean your mouth up. My Bible says bitter and sweet water can't come out of the same thing. I don't know when the popular cussing Christian became a thing, but it has. And I'm going to tell you, if you don't see God using the words in his word, I don't think they should come out of your mouth either. It may be cool, it may be hip and popular with the world, but listen to me now, the world's going to hell. There is no such thing as popular Christian cussing with Jesus anyway. So get your mouth right with God and quit putting that foul crap out of your mouth. I love you. Okay. Gentleness. Let gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Now watch verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by what? Prayer and supplication. With what? With complaining, whining, and griping. With the, oh Lord, it's me, it's pitiful me again. Oh Lord, I'm having to beg for everything I try to get in life. No. With thankfulness, let your requests be made known to God. Now watch this, verse 7. And the peace of God it'll surpass. You know what surpass means? It means if me and a teenager race, I may come out of the gate a little quicker, but a few steps, they're going to surpass me. They're going to blow by. Okay? It means it's going to go somewhere I ain't been. Now watch this. Let the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, it'll guard your heart and your minds. Now watch this again. Through Christ Jesus only, not nothing else. That means in the middle of the worst thing you can ever go through in life, available to a Christian is something you fully can't even grasp, but you know it's there. You don't understand why it's there at this moment. Why am I at peace? I should be tore up from the floor up. I should be face planted with bawling and squalling. But I've got a peace. And even if I am bawling and squalling, I've still got a peace. It's okay to cry in peace. It's okay to mourn in peace. It surpasses your understanding. Has any of you ever dealt with that? The loss of a loved one, and all of a sudden you're crushed, you're hurt, you're stressed, you're just squeezed, but you got a peace through it. And it's weird. Because the devil will attack you right then and say, see, you didn't even love them.
Yep.
How could you have a joyful thought in this moment? How can you want to get together and when something's said, you have a joy of laughter come back on you because of something funny they did? And the devil will wear you out. You want to know why he's wearing you out? He don't want you to have that peace. Because that peace will walk through anything with you. Through every death I've experienced in my life of my loved ones, I've had peace through every one of them. Every single one of them. Miss them? Absolutely. But peace with it. Why? Because they left me the greatest gift they could ever give me. I don't have to question where they're at. And that's the peace that gets you through anything on earth. Okay, real quickly, let's finish up. The peace of God which surpasses understanding. It'll guard your heart and your minds through Christ Jesus. Now notice it guards your hearts and your mind. Why? Because that's your soulish realm. That's where you're tempted to step into God's role and say, I'm going to do it like this. No, trust me. Stay with the things you don't understand with God and just flow with His peace. It don't make sense, but when it's His peace, let it roll. Amen? And then I love this last part. Everybody say, finally. Whew, finally, brethren, talking to the body of Christ here. Watch this list. Whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of a good report, if there's any virtue and there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Let your mind, let your soulish realm, your mind, your will, and emotions go to, listen to the list again, true, noble, just, pure, lovely, good report, virtuous, and praiseworthy. Let your mind think on these, because if you don't let your mind think on the situations like that, then your mind will think of the terrible things. Satan is throwing you depression, oppression, the end, final, never going to be hope, no hope, you're done, your life's done, the situation can never recover, it's over, you're worthless, you might as well just lay down and die yourself. God says, true, just, holy, pure, praiseworthy. Let your mind begin to meditate on these things. That's how you usher in a peace that passes your understanding. The list is there, guys. And then the last thing, verse 9. The things which you have learned and received and heard and saw in me. Me there is Paul, the Apostle Paul, writing to this church in Philippians. So what you've seen me do, what you've seen me teach, what you've seen me walk in myself, these things I want you to do. Now watch this. And when you do them, and the God of peace will be with you. So you just retake and reverse this, and that's how you will not walk in peace that passes understanding. But let me tell you something. This is the word of God. Therefore, it's a promise to the children of God. And it's available to you 24/7. So the next time you can't sleep, the next time you're feeling low, the next time you feel like you ain't going to make it and you're all alone in this world, you go to Philippians chapter 4 and you flip to that verse and you put your nose in there if you have to. And you shove it around on the ground, get down on your knees if you have to. Well, why? But in this situation, what's true? Jesus Christ is true. Well, what's noble? Jesus Christ is noble. What's just? Jesus Christ is just. All things work together for good. Didn't say all things would be good, but he said, I'll work it if you're in my purpose. Well, Lord, what all things? What is pure? Jesus Christ is pure. What is lovely? Jesus Christ is beautiful. What is of a good report? The testimony of the Lord. What is virtuous? Jesus Christ himself. Who's praiseworthy in this time? Jesus is still praiseworthy. He's still worthy of all my praise. Stand to your feet this morning. Bow your heads. Father, there's a world of chaos going on right now. And the author of that chaos is none other than Satan himself. He's authoring it. He's writing out the instructions to his dominion of demons that are stationed all around the world to try to continue to cause confusion and chaos and anarchy, to divide a nation, to divide the church, to divide Christians, to divide kingdoms. But one side has anger, resentment. The other side has peace, love, gentleness, patience, kindness. And there's no limit to what we can do with that. And while your heads are bowed, me and Brother Ray was talking this morning about the memorial, about how the gospel is going to be preached all over the world this afternoon. And when you take people who have been turned over to a reprobate mind that cannot no longer receive the truth, and if you look at the events with Charlie, he just presented the facts and the truth. That's all he ever done. And when you cannot win against facts and truth, you only have two choices when you're that type of person. Verbal abuse or physical abuse. You watch it in action all the time. When they can't win on the facts and the truth, they go to verbal abuse, cussing you out, calling you languages and flipping you off and all that vile junk they have in them. And if that doesn't work deep enough, they go to swinging hands. And even sometimes a bullet. Because that's all they have left. Do you understand? That's all that world has to offer. Just two options. They'll never live at peace. And can I tell you this? They could kill every one last Christian on planet Earth and they still would never live at peace with each other. They can't know peace because you can't know peace apart from Jesus Christ. He is the Prince of Peace. There is no other. And my friend, if you're here this morning and you've never accepted Christ, today's your day. We're not asking you to join a church today. We're not asking you to become religious. We're asking you to surrender your life. The Bible says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So if you would like to repent of your sins, because you cannot pay for your own sins, you'll never be good enough to enter heaven on your own account. None of us here are. That's why we had to repent from our past, turn our lives and surrender our whole lives to Jesus Christ. He came into our lives and he's continuing to mold us and shape us. And we're walking with him hand in hand every day. And he's our Lord and our Savior. And if that's the relationship you would like for the one that died in your place for your sins, again, you're not going to be joining the church today and you're not going to become religion. You're going to become a child of the living King, the Prince of Peace. And if that's you, just lift your hand and say, today's my day. I want to surrender my life to Christ in here. Anyone? Maybe watching online, maybe upstairs again. Hallelujah. But how many would say today, I'm tired of living in the constant frustrations of life. I love God. And I'm asking God to speak to me about the last part of that Romans scripture. To those who love God and are called according to his purpose. According to his purpose does not mean you got to get wear your collar backward and get a suit and everything and do all this stuff. His purpose is just loving him every day and walking with him and obeying him every single day of your life to the best of your abilities. And if you fail or you fall, you learn from it, you take his hand, he gets you up, dusts you off, and he walks you into the next time. You never fail the test of God. You just keep taking them till you get them right. But the quicker you get them right, the quicker you can move on. But right now, God, our nation needs peace. And it will never have it through a Republican Party. They don't offer it. They talk about it. It is not offered from a Democrat Party. They talk about it and try to offer their version of it. It does not come from a political party. It does not come from money or fame or wealth or Hollyweird. It can only come from one source, and that's the original. The Prince of Peace himself, Jesus Christ. And so if that's you this morning and you say, Lord, I want to walk in your peace as a child of God, according to your purposes in my life, and I'm ready to advance your assignment in my life, if that's you, just lift your hand up and say, I just want more of you, God. Because the more of God I have, the more peace I'm going to walk into. Doesn't mean things are going to be easy, but I'm going to have peace through them because I'm going to carry him through it with me everywhere I go. So, Father, the hearts and the hands this morning, would you just invade them and show your love and your might and your power and your strength to them in a new way? Father, we love you and we bless your kingdom. Say, I bless the kingdom of God to me and through me. In Jesus' name, peace. Amen. Come on, give him praise.
Thank you for watching or listening to the Journey Church Message Replay. Be sure to hit the like and share buttons below to help us spread this message. We would love to connect with you. Leave us a comment, or for more in-depth conversations about what you just heard, you can contact us by clicking the email link in the notes below. And be sure to check us out online and on social media just by searching Journey Church Eva. Now that you have been empowered by God's Word, go make a difference in your world today.